The Money Show.
The Markets.
Chris Stewart from 91. He is a portfolio at 91. And what a good day for the rand versus the dollar. That, of course, translated into terrible returns for the rand hedge stocks. But it is a really interesting position for our currency to be in right now, Chris Stewart.
Yeah, Bruce, we have seen some idiosyncratic rand strength today, strengthening against even the majority of the emerging markets basket, but strengthening substantially against a weak dollar. And that dollar has been consistently weakening over the past few weeks against most of the crosses.
But that impact was negative for rand hedge counters. So all of British American Tobacco and the like coming under pressure on the day. But what did you make of Brian Joffe's 91? Profits down by three quarters. And he said, well, it wasn't pressure. We just couldn't trade. Dead simple, really.
I hope it's Brian Joffe's long for life. Not Brian Joffe's.
Absolutely.
91.
Did I say 91?
91, I think you said.
Did I? Okay. Well, it's an age. It's a heat thing. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, it's a hell of a tough environment for the business, you know, all of the formats, the outdoor businesses, the personal care businesses, the drinks businesses, all in varying degrees having their ability to trade over the period substantially negatively impacted. Perhaps the drinks business slightly less than most, but I guess who needs Fitch and Leeds if you can't buy any gin, Bruce? So that's been, you know, a tough environment for all of the formats. I think over the period, what they've done is focused on the balance sheet, made sure that they shore up their balance sheet, manage working capital to the best extent possible, and I guess have the ammunition at their disposal to potentially pick up some interesting assets in the future. I could only hear the questions you were asking, Brian. I couldn't hear his answers. So whether he's salivating at the prospect of going out there and
he's not,
gearing up
not
and spending some money and buying things.
Hardly. Very, very apprehensive at the moment because he simply doesn't know how we are going to respond next year to, you know, the duration, the extent and the severity of any further cases of COVID-19. He is as worried as everybody is about the environment in which we live and trade. A couple of other announcements out today. Sibanye rallied very strongly. Good news from them?
Yeah, they've announced today that the majority of their $450 million convertible bond will be converted into equity, which, you know, on the face of it doesn't sound like a great thing, given that the cost of the convertible instrument was relatively low. So the interest saving on conversion is quite small, and it is quite a dilutive instrument. So this is going to be negative for the forward-looking earnings per share, given that they're now going to be servicing more shares. But I think a lot of the negativity around this instrument had already been factored into the Sibanye share price recently. You'd seen an increase in short interest, and I presume at least part of that increase in short interest was bondholders who knew that they were going to convert into an equity instrument, can't naturally hold that equity instrument, so as a result of that would have shorted it in advance. So now it's out of the way. I think a major overhang on Sibanye share price is out of the way. And if you look at the fundamentals for that business, you look at what's happening to the PGM prices, it's still looking very good for Sibanye and one where we can continue to see good value, Bruce.
Okay, yeah, Sibanye is very, I mean, predominantly a platinum producer with some gold assets. Quilter, this is the bit that Old Mutual left behind in London, isn't it?
Yeah, it's one of the many bits that Old Mutual have left behind over time, probably one that they wish they had held on to, perhaps, relative to the rest of their business right now. But probably, I would guess, a slightly disappointing performance from Quilter on the day. They announced their most recent quarterly update and, you know, assets under management growing, but really growing as a result of market movement. If you look at the net inflows into the business over what is traditionally quite a quiet quarter over the summer months in the United Kingdom. A little bit disappointing, the net flows, also indicating that they are in a position to go live with further migration to their platform over the next month or so. So hopefully by the end of November, they'll have about 80% of their assets migrated over to their new technology platform, which I guess comes close to bringing to bed a very, very long story. I feel like we've been talking about Quilter's platform migration forever, but hopefully it'll be almost done. And hopefully from their perspective, the increased functionality that they can offer financial advisors will result on an increase in asset flow onto that platform.
And then finally, I mean, Cash Build has always been such a good proxy for mass market South Africa, the health of people on social grants, the health of people in rural areas, improving and building properties. Is there any sort of indicator there?
Yeah, Cash Build, you know, really, you know, hitting it out of the park today for their quarterly trading update for the end of September period. We'd already seen a pretty robust report from Cash Build to the end of June. And some of that, I guess, had at the time been dismissed as catch-up buying in a post-lockdown period and everybody out there spending money on their homes because that's where they're spending an inordinate amount of their time right now. Well, possibly it's the same trend again in this quarter, but if it happens again in the December quarter, we're going to have to start, I guess, dismissing the notion of all of this being catch-up buying in a post-lockdown period to something a little bit more fundamental, and that's that people seem to be spending more money on home improvements. And maybe that is because that's where you entertain yourself, that's where you work. And in fact, you know, if my life's anything to go by, I've spent more hours at home in the last 9 months than ever before in my life, I guess. And one does have a tendency to want to make it a good place to be.
Maybe a bit more on broadband, Chris Stewart, just a little bit. Chris Stewart from 91 this evening. We've lost you, but I think you're back, but we've lost you. We're done. Thank you, Chris Stewart, Portfolio Manager at 91.